This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to The Cowboys Podcast, presented by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, Jono and Steve-O.
Cowboy Nation, how the hell are you? Another great episode here on CowboysPodcast.com. And Steve-O, glad to have you on board. Rodney,
Have
Rodney in this new... We're having a new intro to the show, too,
we
by
are.
The way. We're having the interns work on it. I guess our GM's not too happy with the whole... It sounds like a Hot Rodders race fan type of
Sunday.
So the interns are working on something there. What's going on, fellas? Anything?
Well, yeah, there's a lot. I mean, your intro was a little quick. I think your blood pressure's up. I just want to know why.
Take a breath.
Breathe. Cincinnati Reds just went and swept our Cardinals. Right. All right? We do a Cardinals podcast here. The guy's leaving. I have a Cardinal fan of the weekend that happens to be a Denver Broncos guy. And he wants to stick around and talk a little football. And my boy Jono, defending the star. You know who you were? You were Teague. When T.O. went out to the star and tried to kneel down
on
the star.
Emmett.
No, it was Teague.
Emmett ran him over.
No.
Yeah, it was Emmett.
It was Emmett?
Yeah.
Was it sure?
You're going to get trolled for that.
Did I get trolled for that?
You're going to get trolled.
That was Teague.
Yeah, that was Emmett. It's a cowboy show. I don't want to hear a Denver Bronco guy taking some energy out of me by saying my Cowboys suck.
I don't think he took any energy out of you. I haven't seen you run that fast ever. Your face was—I mean, you were hopping. You were ready to roll.
Wait, why don't you tell the people running? I wasn't running out.
Well, it was more of a—it was a stroll.
Yeah. You know what, folks? When you're passionate about your boys, and I know a lot of you guys are out there. I don't want to hear about other teams, and I don't surely want to hear going into my Cowboys studio that we suck, all right? Get your Denver Bronco horse asses out of here. This is a Cowboy show. This is Cowboy Nation. These are my Cowboy fans, and these are my Cowboy partners.
You're damn right.
And that's how we're going to roll around here.
What do you got for us today, Jono?
Well, basically, I was going to look into what's happening in the Cowboy camp, and I tell you what, boys, this Jalen Smith is looking damn good.
It's great to see him healthy, moving around, running around.
Not just moving around, he's flying.
He's flying around.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so first and foremost, let me correct you guys. I'm not getting trolled for shit, okay? Because Emmett's the one who celebrated to say, hey, here it is.
Are you
right?
Sure?
It's my star. It was Teague that went out and knocked the shit out of Teague. No, it wasn't. I'm watching the video right here. Here it is. Teague goes out there and knocks the shit out of T.O. for celebrating a second time on the star. T.O. scored, went to the star.
Well, I thought Emmett went there.
Emmett went to the star after he scored.
And he paid homage.
No, this is my house.
Yeah.
Then when T.O. scored a second time and went to run out there, Teague came off the bench and just waylaid him.
That's how it should be.
Come on, guys.
That's how it should be.
That's what I'm talking about. You were defending the star.
I was defending the star.
You came out like Teague. You were ready to take this kid's head off.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I'm getting really pumped up out there.
Well, here's what I want to do.
And I got the Cowboy people out there. I'm hearing everything you guys are talking, and I'm just right there with you guys, man. I am so pumped up about this season. I think it's like 55 days left for the preseason game against whoever in the Hall of Fame game. I can't wait.
No. Now follow me here. Your Cincinnati Reds just won the World Series by beating the Cardinals four times, right?
All right.
The Cardinals
go ahead.
Just lost four times in Cincinnati Reds. So baseball season's over for both of us. I'm ready for football.
Yep.
I am ready for this star.
Yes,
I'm planning my trip. I'm going out to Denver. I'm going to kick the shit out of this kid out in Denver because I know he's going to be at the game. I'm going to wear my Deion Sanders jersey. I'm going to have to buy a new jersey this year because we got a lot of guys out there.
I got a message from Barry, and there's something going on down in Dallas. Let me pop it up here. And Barry wants us to go down there and put something together, put a show together down there.
Yes.
Let me check this out here. Barry, here he is, and he said, can you guys possibly join us next month in Dallas, looking to be a big time event and can do your show live. It's the Tony Romo NFFC Friday, July 14th at 11 a.m. at Dallas, Texas. You're interested. You're welcome to come.
Let me clear my calendar real quick.
Okay.
Let's get our producer. Yeah. Let's get him down there too.
Of course.
And I think July 14th would be a great day to, we could have our cards out. People will know about us, and I think it'd be great.
I think
he'll have a group there.
I think we do it because if it's what does that stand for? The NFFC, is that fantasy football thing that Andy Albright does with who's Romo's cousin?
Right. Well, I got to contact.
I got to Google this. What is it?
You're doing that, John. You remind me of a player at training camp who's tired of hitting his own team or at OTAs that haven't actually got to start hit yet with that fire.
Fired up. You guys like that, didn't you?
Absolutely.
I need you fired up. You are.
I am fired up. I can't. How else am I going to take this? I mean, that's fired up as you're going to see me.
That's
as soon as I heard from
the ratings come
Denver
from.
Sucks or Denver or my Cowboys suck. I went crazy. I had an epileptic seizure, I tell you.
Listen, I've never heard our back office, all those chumps back there. I'm going to scissor kick one of them. Yeah. But I've never heard them get upset over any noise because it's always grab ass back there with something going on, right? Whether it's a donut fight or something. But I walked back in there after you went ballistic on this kid, and this one guy said, "Oh, man, Steve-O, I can't believe you got him fired up. I'm trying to do some work here." Yeah. And that's how fired up you were. They never say anything.
Well, you know what? It's all about getting fired up, and I'm glad the Cowboys have a conviction in them this year. It stems from the fans all the way to the players. I think we got a mission this year. I really do. I think we have a mission, and Dez even said it. This is the first time where I really feel like this is the best team that I've been around. And I feel young. I feel young with these guys. I want to win this. There's a big push this year, man.
Yeah, so we just talked about a little bit on the Cardinal show on how, players elevate their game because other players are doing well.
They feed off
of each
other. They
feed off of each other.
Did you guys just feed off of my little hunger?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But what I'm talking about is that receiving core, the offensive line, our linebackers, our defensive backs. I can see all those positions feeding off of each other and just having a magical season. I mean, I'm fired up on it.
Where I want to see Jono's passion is in the secondary. I want our secondary to be nasty. I want them to be feared. I want, you know what I mean? Like hard hitting. I want the team to have an edge to them, and an even greater attitude from what we had from last year. Not just the confidence, but that conviction that goes with it. That, you know what I mean? Just that little extra.
Of course.
Just that, you know what I mean? Where other teams are kind of like, you know what? I don't know.
And you know what?
With them right now.
In all fairness, this is the first time that I can explode into another person ripping on my Cowboys because I really feel this is the best team on paper. This is the best team. This is the best horse going into that gate.
Vegas agrees with you. Did you hear like the matchup, the most probable matchup in the Super Bowl this year at 7-1 is the Patriots and the Cowboys.
Patriots again, huh?
Yeah. Go figure, right? Yeah, there's a spoiler alert.
Yeah, you know what? They believe in the Cowboys. Yeah, they believe in us.
As of today, they believe in us.
I cannot tolerate anyone taking a shot at it. I really do. I feel that right now we're at our peak. We're looking good. Knock on wood, we stay healthy, and everything will come into place.
Yep. No, absolutely. I mean, that's with every team. Health is so important in the NFL, and not just that, but I feel like we have a little depth this year too. That maybe, no, granted, it's young depth in the secondary, especially right on defense. But I feel like there's if we lose somebody, we're okay. Now, if we get decimated by injuries, no team overcomes that, generally speaking. But right. I feel like this team's going to be a little bit deeper this year.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no question about it. And also, we have a spot right now to where we can really run off with this NFC East. Now, everyone's talking, can our quarterback, Dak, lead us throughout the season, or is there some sort of sophomore jinx that are going to follow? I think that's all in all mental, though, isn't it? There's nothing backing this whole sophomore jinx.
Honestly, I don't feel like he has to do anything drastically different. He needs to improve a little bit in the pocket, but I don't think he has to go out and all of a sudden be Troy Aikman this year. He just needs to turn around and hand the ball off to Elliott, let him be successful, run the play action, do what the system is going to allow him to do. He doesn't have to be anyone else. He doesn't have to do anything more. He does not have to win games.
Stay within yourself. Yes. Stay within the system.
And the guys they bring up are like RG3 and – well, RG3 didn't have a running back that was an elite running back to where what you're just talking about
right
now, Rodney.
Didn't have an offensive line, nothing.
I mean, okay, he had the sophomore jinx, maybe because he didn't have a supporting cast.
Right.
I mean, that's a whole different ballgame than saying that it's a sophomore jinx.
No, he doesn't need to do anything different. He doesn't have to carry the franchise all by himself. He's got great players around him. Everyone do your job, and the rest will fall into place.
So the funny thing is that there's so many players. It's going to remind you of that Dallas team of the 90s where, they might talk about the big three, but, man, was there that offensive line?
The team was loaded.
Incredible. The defensive backs, incredible. The linebackers, awesome. I mean, the receivers, I mean, they had it all. And that's what I'm fired up on, is because there's a lot of similarities between now and then, and we could realistically see a run of 3 or 4 Super Bowl appearances and some wins, hopefully all 4.
You know what, though? Be honest, I just like to get the season going in the right direction and get this to a Super Bowl. I mean, you're already counting the second and third Super Bowl here, but I'm saying this is the year that we have to step up.
Yep.
Well, bottom line.
Keep taking that progression. Take the next step. Again, but like the team, they're talented enough where they don't have – no player on this team really has to try to feel like they got to do more than what they're genuinely capable of.
Now, you guys remember Daryl Johnson? Daryl Washington.
Yeah.
The Cardinals.
Yeah,
he was the linebacker. Damn good linebacker. He's been off a couple years. Well, he only lives like 3 miles away from Arlington, Texas. And he said, I would love to suit back up and become a Cowboy. I don't care what it would be, but that's what I want to do. I like to get back to – this guy was incredible. If they give this guy a shot, he's working out every day and all that – This guy's a hell of a linebacker, man.
You can never have enough depth. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Go for it.
Well, the funny thing is there's going to be a lot of people clamoring to get into that star because, and when I say the star, I mean that jersey, that helmet, because they are so good. And you see it right now with what guys are doing up in New England. And they're doing anything to get up there with Belichick and Brady to win a championship. Very easily see that happening over the next 5-6 years with Dallas.
Now, the Cowboys, changing topics a little bit here, Steve-O, we're seeing the Cowboys now talking about carrying 6 wideouts. I think that's a little too much, don't you think so?
Well, you got – who you got? You got Dez,
you got
T-Will, you got Bees.
Right.
Switzer.
Butler.
Butler, and – who am I missing there?
You did mention Beasley, right?
Yeah. I think they got 2 more viable. I just had the notes here.
It depends on what some of those guys are going to be special teams guys. There should be at least in theory a role for them outside of being on the field every down for the offense. Clearly, right?
Right.
So maybe, but at the same time, if those guys have a special ability somewhere where you can work them into a package where they may only step on the field outside of special teams maybe 3 times. But if it's an explosive reverse play or whatever, you might be able to still package those guys on the field and you might be able to get something worked out there. I don't know I don't know if they've if they really hinted as to why they really want to push for having 6 on the roster.
Well, in any case, 6, I think, is too much. I'd rather carry 1 extra offensive lineman. But on that note, too, 4 out of our 6, 7 offensive linemen right now, boys, They're in the top 50 of the best NFL players in 2017.
It's been a strength for years, and it's still one of our strengths.
No, I disagree with you, Rodney. I don't think it's been a strength. We've let this thing go since the 90s, and we've had Tony Romo. He's had a punctured lung. He's had a bad back. That's, he's had a neck. These all happened because our offensive line was leaving someone untouched, and they were taking an open crack at
him. I don't completely agree with that. I think that a lot of that is more of on the gunslinger mentality that Romo had, extending plays. I don't think that was – I still think the offensive line was has been a strength for several years, not just last year.
What do you think about this?
Well, I got our two receivers. I pulled my notes back up here. One was Lucky Whitehead.
Right.
And the other one was the other draft pick that we had, I always want to call him Ndamukong Suh, but it's the – however you say his name. Nwankachu Uzomah. And I'm butchering that, I'm sure. But
close enough.
I like it. I'm going to roll.
We do have seven that we have possible. There's a bunch of role players on there. It'll be on practice squad and things.
Yeah, yeah. Have you guys seen anything that's going around right now in the Cowboy camp? Anything that's standing out in your head? I think that, like I said, the one key player in me right now that I'm really optimistic about this entire season is not my offensive side, but I like seeing Jalen Smith.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, that guy, I'm seeing the workouts. I'm seeing him on the field, and I'm excited to go, man. And you know what? I'm kind of feeling bad now. I'm kind of feeling bad I went off on the guy. But you know what? I'm just so pumped up about our boys, man.
Right, right. No, and that's the energy that you brought today. Even though I'm not down at training camps and OTAs and stuff, I feel like there's an energy about the team
and these workouts.
Right. No, you've even watching the footage or the videos and the pictures and seeing people smile and getting after it. It feels like they've got some real good energy going right now.
Well, they're the most popular franchise in the world, right? Sports franchise, and you
brought that up.
I brought that up.
Overtook Arsenal.
So, but with that, I think Cowboy Nation, Cowboy World, is clamoring to get on the field this year. I don't know if there's been a year so much anticipation. I mean, I get it when you were winning in 92 and 93 that, hey, I can't wait to come back and let's defend and everything. But to have the drought that we've had and to know that the pieces are in place, finally, that you have a full team with stars, superstars, complementary pieces, that you have everything, that I think the anticipation level is beyond anything that we've seen in Cowboy Nation ever.
Well, there's no question about it. And one other thing, folks, the Cowboy Show, this is all about you guys, and this is all about having fans be part of this show. And we're excited. I cannot wait for FaceTime Live this year, where we're gonna have our whole Cowboy studio here with our guys. We're going to have our drinks out here. We're going to watch a game, and we're going to make things happen again.
We're also going to do it over at a sports bar or Mexican bar over there in St. Louis at La Tejana. So we got Kyle lined up.
Did you talk to him about that?
I have talked to him, so we still have to get over there and do the scouting and get the chorizo tacos, man.
What are we waiting for? I've been asking for weeks.
Well, I had Jack in the Box tacos today.
I'm going to get angry like Jono here if we don't hurry up and get this thing done.
Guy probably knew I was kidding around. Anyway.
I don't know. No. Right, I saw the fear of God. His eyes were...
All right. Well, whatever. Let's not have our GM hear this. Hey, folks, you can subscribe to this podcast show on iTunes, Android, Google Play, on Stitcher, and I guess via RSS. I don't know what that is, but what the hell? It's on here. You click on there, and you become part of this show. You subscribe, and our numbers are vastly growing. And when football season comes around, I know it's going to spurt out like wildflower everywhere here, this Cowboy Show.
It's going to be amazing, man. I mean, it went crazy last year. And the numbers just continue to get better and better and better. So, and it's just fan show. It's listen, I'm not down there like Rodney said. We're not down at OTAs. We're not trolling the locker room looking for stories.
Yeah.
I don't know who's doing what.
We don't have the pass. Yeah.
We're the fans. We're sitting up here. We're reading it. We're the same as the guys. Hey, there's guys.
That's how Travis and Barry and and the professor, they all blend in on the show.
Yeah, they love it.
I mean, this is what this is what we represent from them too. This is what they bring to the table.
Absolutely. So,
yeah,
you know, just make sure you're spreading the news out there. And if you want to be on the show with us, you want to be a fan of the show, fan of the week.
Yeah, we love to have that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we love having fans like that on. I mean, maybe you could give us a little X's and O's, and we'll listen in. I mean, we're not one of those type of podcast shows or radio shows that act like we're better than you guys or anything like that. It's one big family here, and during football season, it's great when, you know what, if you're by yourself watching a game, you don't want to hear Collinsworth, or you don't want to hear Phil Simms talking crap and all that. Now you got us. Well, I mean, it's like your buddy sitting right next to you.
Right. Have a couple beers, some pretzels, popcorn, the usual.
Hey, enjoy. I got to ask you guys something. They did a little survey here. What was the Cowboys? This was on Bleacher Report. Okay. Some of our fans out there might know what I'm talking about, but Bleacher Report had, what was the biggest Cowboy mistake in the last decade?
In the last decade.
What would you take a stab on this?
I love Jerry. I do. I love him. I think the biggest mistake is not allowing someone else to be the general manager.
Well, no, it's the last decade. So it had to be something that went down. Something that happened. An event that happened in Cowboy history in the last decade that they've manuscripted and said this is the one.
I know they had a hosting the Super Bowl faux pas at one point, but I can't. I mean,
all right.
What's the right answer here?
I don't know.
Is there a right answer?
Yes, there is a right answer, and both you clowns are definitely off here.
Is that what you're talking about? The pictures were involved in that one?
No, it was where they sold, like, you know, they only had 110,000 seats. And they sold like 130.
I gotcha.
Forget all that. Here we go.
Tell us the answer.
Yes, here we go. The Dallas Cowboys wanted a trade for the 2006 version of Roy Williams, that the wide receiver who finished fourth in the league with 1,310 yards receiving. So they gave up on this draft. I think they gave up the first round. They gave up a third round and a fifth round. Third NFL season, Williams had finally started, and seventh overall. That didn't matter. The Cowboys, though, they went all in and treated Williams like a rare diamond instead of a cereal box jewelry. He would become the Cowboys' Detroit Lions' their first round, third round, sixth round picks for 2009 for Williams, and a seventh round pick. That's crazy.
And you say it's a mistake, and I get it, except for,
well, that's what Bleacher Report.
Well, I know, but here's the deal. What did that do for the Lions? The Lions won how many championships after that? Because we gave them all that. Now, remember,
but we could have used that more productively than the Detroit. That's like giving five first rounders the Cleveland Browns. You're still going to be the Cleveland Browns.
You're still going to wake up the next day and be the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, you're still going to have a Brown on that helmet. So, hey, by the way, I heard this joke.
Were there any other one?
I heard this joke. You guys want to hear this joke? Yeah. Fans, you're going to hear this joke too.
Absolutely.
All right, there's this Spanish ship out there, right? The captain's standing right there. And the guy in front of him is doing the wheel, and then there's a guy right next to him, the first mate. He's got the telescope out, and he says, "Captain, there's a ship approaching us, and he looks like he's going to war with us. He's got the war flag up." So the captain goes, "Have the men get to their position, and go downstairs to my room and grab me my red shirt." So the guy goes, "All right." He runs down there, grabs the red shirt. The captain puts it on. They fought for like 6 hours. Not one sailor dies, and they win. And the first mate looks at the captain and says, hey, was that your good luck charm, that red shirt?" He said, "No, the red shirt, I just wore it because if I got shot, I didn't want the blood to stand out and then ruin motivation for the crew. I wanted them to keep fighting." He goes, "That's brilliant. That's brilliant." So in 2 days, again, the telescope's out, and the first mate looks at the captain and goes, "There's four ships coming our way." and they all got a warring flag. He goes, should I bring you your red shirt? He goes, no, bring my damn brown pants. Ah, he's gonna crap all over himself.
He's gonna poop his pants, Steve.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me think this through.
Sorry. You know what? That was hilarious. I don't care what
it was funny.
And when I thought of Cleveland Brown, the Brown helmet, all right.
It's funny. I get it.
It was good.
It was a good effort there, bud.
I'm going to tell
you. I thought it was a good joke.
Yeah. My 8 and 9 year old are going to get a kick out of that later.
Yeah, we'll tell that one to the sixth graders.
As long as they subscribe to the show, I'm fine with it. So if they got phones, why the hell not?
You know what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to bring my kids in here for you to kind of threaten them.
Don't bring
them.
Any more kids.
No, threaten them like you did the poor gentleman that just left the building scared for his life, and that way they will convert to Cowboys fans.
All right. Speaking of converting, what do you guys think
about—
Hey, you know what
they're going to bring? They're going to bring their brown pants.
They're going to bring their brown pants. That's right. What do you guys think about Collins now? Is he going to adjust well to being a tackle instead of a guard? I know he was a kick-ass guard, but now we've got him as a tackle on the other side. How do we adjust to that? Does he fit that mold now?
I hope so. He's going to have to step up. I mean, they're asking him to do that. So, yeah, I sure hope so. I don't know. I mean, time will tell. We won't probably know a lot until we get into. The preseason and into the season when we actually start hitting each other before we really get a good gauge on whether or not it's going to work. I think it will. I think when you're an offensive lineman, It takes a little time to adjust, but I think he'll get there.
What about you?
Yeah, I think he's going to have to step up, and he's going to have to protect that side over there, obviously, and continue to build on what he's doing. I just thought of something, though, and it hit me, when you said you were all fired up on these games, the preseason games. I'm going to find that absolutely dreadful.
I just want to see some football.
I know, but
seeing that star, forget all the names and all that. Just seeing that star running out there, I don't know, man.
I'm ready for regular season.
Yeah,
just because that's gonna kill me to sit there
days.
And have that just the anticipation of open the playbook. Let's do something. Don't get hurt. It's gonna drive me nuts.
Right. Hell, I was just thinking about something too. I feel bad. Now I feel bad. I went
you
crazy.
You should
like
feel
that.
Bad.
You scared.
That was a little. That was a little over the top.
All right,
and everybody knew that you really weren't joking around.
At first, I thought you were joking, but then I took a look at you too and made eye contact, and it was like a bull.
Yeah, I just didn't like all the negative Cowboy stuff being said right there.
Sometimes people try to say stuff just to get the better of you.
It ain't working with me because it really works. I go nuts. I go nuts. I got strong. Like I said before the show. I'd probably leave my wife before I leave the Cowboys. How about that? That star signifies something to me, boys. It's unbelievable. We're giving this quarterback for the ex-New York Giant quarterback, Ryan Nezib, workout here. Why are we emphasizing so much on this backup quarterback role and not solidifying getting someone good out there to back us up? I mean, why are we getting all this half-ass stuff, you might say.
Because
We got the money. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to make this sound like the backup quarterback. It's going to sound bad when I say it, so I might as well just say it. It's kind of a half-ass position.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I don't mean that because in a negative way. I'm not a quarterback. I'll never get paid like a quarterback. Those backup quarterbacks have a pretty good job. They get paid really well. They don't get hurt. They hold a clipboard. It's fine, but
everybody thinks they're great.
You're right. Everyone thinks they're great until they have to play. So I just think that you don't. I don't know. If you lose your quarterback in this league, you're just not going to go anywhere. You can't have two true number one quarterbacks on your roster and expect that to work out seamlessly.
Right. What's your call on that?
It's you got to have somebody, and you just pray to God you never have to use them. Yeah. Unless Romo gets hurt and you bring out Dak Prescott. But if you're signing some guy off the street, You just hope the guy's intelligent enough to pick up the playbook and intelligent enough not to wreck the car. He's like a valet guy, is what he is.
Yeah.
You know, you just want him to, hey, take my car from here to here and park it and then bring it back to me. I don't want it scratched. I don't want anything else. That's what he is. He's a valet guy. All right.
That's a great way to put it, man.
You don't want to, hey, let me tell you what, you don't want you to pull off, what was Bueller, Ferris, you don't want to have a pull Ferris Bueller on your car, that's right. For sure.
Right. Well, I tell you, we open up the season with the Giants, big rivalry. Does this, I don't want to even say it, I don't even want to think it, but if something goes bad, are we just going to, I mean, the way we're all pumped up and jacked up about the season right now, are we determining everything on this one game?
No.
Not at all.
Am I going to be pissed if we lost? Of course. But no. Season's not over. It's nothing. We're fine.
Right. Yeah, you just want to win the games that you should.
This has got to be a big one, though,
Steve-O,
because they've taken two away from us last year.
Yeah.
And that's got to be a little bit of a mind thing going on with us right now. This could be the guy that you go golfing with, and it's a two-foot putt, and he'll say you're going to miss. And we miss. So this is that guy that we don't like to hang out with.
Well, I like the challenge early in the season because obviously they got us twice last year. And I want to see
what we got a tough schedule, too.
I want to see what we can do right out of the gate. Okay? I want to see how good we're going to be. And guess what? If we end up losing first one out, I think that might be a little bit of a check to have these guys continue to go to work with their briefcase and get better, almost like it did last year. Remember, we got beat, the guys went to work, they rattled off a couple of wins, and all of a sudden we get the Giants again, and we get beat, and it brought us down to, you know, earth, and hey, let's keep pounding away. How many times have we talked about it in the NFL when a team gets 12 or 13 wins, and they're, you know, 12-0, 10-0, and all of a sudden they start talking about, well, do you think a win or a loss is good for them? You think that would do them some good? So it's the same type thing, whether it's early in the season. Now, I don't want to lose to the Eagles first out. But the Giants, who we know have had our number, if we get tested early with them, oh, we still have work to do, guys.
Yeah. But again, though, it just seemed like it was a crazy play by Williams to end the last or the first game that we had with them. And Williams, I'm very happy with. Did you guys know he gave up some money? He left some money on the table to still stay a Cowboy, knowing that he's got a great opportunity here to win a Super Bowl. You don't see players like that anymore. Players go where the money's at. He could have gotten easily $8 to $10 million a year, and he chose to stay as a Cowboy. I think, what is it, 4 or 5 years for $17 million?
Yep.
That's not bad here, guys.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's loyalty. And when they asked him about it, he turns around and says, I like the guys here. I like the people here. And you know what? I know everyone says, well, you got to get your money in the NFL. You're telling me you can't live off a $9 million signing bonus? Yeah, that's guaranteed. You got that. It's a $17 million contract. Yeah, I think you could live on that. So I don't need to hear from people saying, you know what, you got to get your money, and because this is only a couple years. So what? You're still getting $9 million here up front with $17 million contract on the table. God bless Williams on Terrence Williams. You know what? We still have a jersey. I still have a Baylor jersey that's been signed, and one of our interns still has it. I'd love to give that out this year.
Yeah. We got to come up with something.
Yeah. We got to come up with something.
There's, you know what, one of our...
And it would have to be something with Terrence Williams.
Yeah,
about.
But you can do like scratchers, tickets online. We got to get a subscription thing going. There's things that we can do that we've been introduced to through some of our other shows.
Just
here
by
at Line Up Media.
Subscribing? How about that? They'll make us happy doing it too, so it works out for both of us.
Yeah, but there's some things that have come through because Line Up Media here is getting so big with the number of podcasts that has been introduced by some marketing companies that'll help us out. So I'll get you the information on it.
Yeah, and also our GM has been so fortunate enough to give us a Haley jersey signed, a Cowboy Haley's jersey signed that I'm really pumped up about, and that's still sitting back, and we'll get something going with that as well.
Well, what we need to really do is have that GM go ahead and get us that plane fare down to Dallas so we can do the show yeah. down there live with Barry.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's definitely in the works.
Right. I definitely think – because it wouldn't just be us three – it would have to be the producer, too.
Are we taking Brian or Drew? Which
producer? We're taking Drew. Brian's too big. You know how big that guy. If we got to drive with him, that would be insane. If we got to take a plane, he's taking two seats. I'm not kidding with you.
I know. I'm. Listen.
We're going to pay for two extra seats.
And the rest of us in here are not. We're not exactly.
Slow down there, happy go lucky lad. We're not as big as that.
Let me ask you this: would your sausage fingers engulf my armrest if we were sitting next to each other? Would your hands just drape over those armrests so I couldn't get in?
What the hell is he talking about? If anyone that doesn't see me now thinks that I'm probably Sasquatch looking, you're insane. He's insane, Rodney. Why don't you ever stand up and say something?
Because
here?
It's funny. It gets you riled up.
It does.
It gets you back to where we need you.
You got the Republic of China hat on or something like that. What is that?
Tiananmen.
I thought that was a cool hat.
It is. No, it is a cool hat. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him.
But you're wearing a matching, like, green shirt, like Army green
shirt.
Well,
that just didn't happen on coincidence. I meant for it all this to happen. Here, I got green shorts on, too, if you really want to know.
No, I didn't.
So is the
I'm like a bush here. I'm like a tree just sitting out.
Yeah, stand there, don't move. We can't see you.
So we got to get down there to Dallas to do a show.
Yeah, and Barry's pumped up about it. That'll be our fourth guy here. We'll have a real good show.
Are you kicking the guru off?
No, the guru. I already told the guru that he's doing FaceTime with us on every show.
Okay, so I saw you having a private meeting with him.
Yes. Okay. You know what? I love our little Bruce Lee. I really dig the guy, and God bless him. He's got a great motivational show, and that's part of lineupmedia.fm, where we got some great shows. You guys can find almost 60 shows out there on lineupmedia.fm. And after you get done with this, you could get a little bit of motivation, something I probably needed before I attacked the Denver Bronco fan.
It would have been good if Rich would have been here to kind of help mediate that transition here in the studio.
Transition, that's what it was, a transition. It didn't go too well, though.
You turned into a cyclone.
What's the latest on the radio station? Has that been broken yet? Have we broke that news yet?
No, I haven't broken any news about a radio station.
Aren't we doing something with that where we're going to be like the podcast?
Well, yeah, I don't want to talk about it, but our company here, Lineup Media, is wanting to move up, advance. So you never know what our GM, our ownership here, is putting together, because there's a strong commitment for this Lineup Media to be the best out there.
Well, this is what I heard. I heard that we hired like 10 new interns to start doing stuff, and that you specifically...
Is this like your J.J. Watt crap that you went around and...
starting a conspiracy.
You started that whole thing midway in the Cowboy season last year. We had people all over saying, we're getting J.J. Watt. Why? Because a guy named Steve-O from the Cowboy Podcast Show put it out there. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
That you required all these guys to fill out a questionnaire and would not take anybody that didn't list the Dallas Cowboys as their favorite NFL team.
Well, you know,
is there any truth to that?
There is some truth on that, because
what?
Come on, Rodney.
I love it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, there's something behind that, but I don't really want to get into graphics. I may get sued on that, so we'll keep that on the low end. I just let everyone know about it. But in all honesty, I think that's a good something you can have on your resume, saying you're a Cowboy fan.
I think you're a
Denver fan. I don't care about Denver. I don't even know what Denver is to me. I only look at the Giants. I look at the Eagles. I look at the Redskins. Those are my nemesis. I don't need a Denver guy coming up to me ripping on my Cowboys. I've never ripped on you. I don't even know who the hell you are.
They're going to be our nemesis week two, though. John, did you see that on the schedule? We got them. Absolutely. Right out of the gate.
I may make a little wager, a friendly wager with this guy. And we'll let bygones be bygones, whatever happens.
I like that.
Maybe put a bottle of Jack
on the line or something like that.
What I would like, I'm serious, I would really like you to get into either an intelligent conversation or a non-intelligent conversation every week.
It probably
with
is
the
second
I thought
one.
There was a punchline coming, but.
Yeah, with the upcoming opponent. I want to see my man, Jono, fired up and saying, no, this is bullshit. You guys can't beat us. There's no way in hell. And then if we have to have restraints put on you
breathe,
from beating
God.
The crap out of somebody, we'll do it. Here's the deal.
Breathe.
I want to see you do the gravedigger when you light this kid up for liking, you know, he says something about the Broncos or whatever it is, and you just light him up. We're going to video it, and you knock him out, and then you do the gravedigger.
Was that a drive-by he did on me, though?
Not only was it a drive-by,
he
came back and wanted to sit in your seat right there.
On my Cowboy show,
on your
talking
Cowboy show.
About the Denver Broncos.
And troll you a little bit.
Are you insane?
Did
we give up when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
I think Steve-O's trying to get you riled up again.
Oh, he already got me fired up. He got me fired. I don't feel like a bush. I feel like the burning bush. Yeah.
And, you know, and folks, we got a couple more months here till the game starts. So until that happens.
55 days for the Hall of Fame game. I'm counting them. I got lines on my walls. I keep blaming the 7-year-old kid. My wife's like,
a long time.
Yeah, my wife's like, how these lines get on the wall? I pointed at the 7-year-old kid.
Yeah, of course.
I go, it's her. Unbelievable. We can't do anything.
Those better be washable.
I go, if it's not, it's the kid again. You know, how the hell we know? But, yeah. What do you got over there?
So what I'm looking at is obviously you got the week one, which is a big one, and you got week five, you know, which is the Packers again.
I heard we got one of the strongest schedules in the NFL.
It has to be. I mean, if you look, I mean, yeah, look at Oakland, Kansas City, Green Bay, Denver, Seattle.
The Seahawks.
Atlanta.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting one, and I think you're looking at there's several of them marked on there. Obviously, all your divisional games are important just because, I mean, the NFC East might be the best sports division out of all of them, right?
Right.
I mean, as far as,
there's,
you know,
a genuine hatred within that division.
Exactly. I mean, I get it. Yeah. The NFC North is similar, but there have been a lot of people beat up. You know, what's Detroit ever done? Minnesota hasn't been really great in years.
Yeah.
But the NFC East, out of all sports, all divisions.
That's it.
That's the one.
That's it. There's no other horse crap division out there. I mean, I give Philly fans crap. They give it right back to me. We got this guy named Jig Ortiz. He's on a NFC East site that I go to. The guy's great. He loves his Philadelphia Eagles, and he puts up these funny stuff, these little clips of the rest of the NFC East. And you know what? We give it right back to him, and that's what it's all about, you know? I love it. I can't wait for big showdowns here with the NFC East teams. Hey, by the way, I'm saying to you guys right now, if for some odd reason Witten has any problems at all this year, this guy, this Rico Gathers guy, he's unbelievable. Have you seen this? He's a specimen. He's a specimen.
Can
this
he play?
Guy. He's a tight end, and he's I'm telling you, he looks like Gonzalez. And he even slams dunks the goalpost, too, when he makes it. I mean, this guy, you guys are going to love him. You guys are absolutely going to love this guy.
Sure,
look him
so.
Up for next week.
I'm going to have to.
And let me know what you guys think of him.
As we sit here, and you got the TVs behind you on, and I'm looking at AT&T Stadium Field.
This is my favorite
field.
Picture that we have in here.
Oh, it is.
God,
it's unbelievable. Yeah. We got three giant 70-inch TVs in the studio here that we do the live feed from. But I'm just disappointed thinking that you're not going to go to any games because you want to sit in your
well,
house.
Did you see how quickly that the switch flipped in here?
I can't.
Could you imagine?
I'm like that. What's that guy, Bill Bixby, on that Hawks, the show Hawk? I can't. You can't.
You're not going to like me when I'm angry.
You're not going to like me when I'm angry. I'll become the Hulk. I get crazy. I don't want to hear another guy at a bar behind me yelling for some guy when they're ripping on my Cowboys. I lose my mind.
Could you imagine if we were actually at a sports bar and that?
There would be a fight. I could probably
it would be like
say
a, there
would
be like a scene from Roadhouse.
Yeah, I can't handle it.
Would you try to rip somebody's throat out?
No, I would throw the beer right at his face. And then if he wants to get physical, so be it. But
okay, so here's the deal. I get it.
More Larry Cheese.
You're dressed as the Red Army here. How many fights have you been
like
in?
In high school and maybe a couple in college, but that was it. And, maybe one more after college.
How did they go down? What happens?
Well, I'm always the victim.
Oh, of course.
I'm a bystander, and somehow something happens. Some of it has been related with the Cowboys, actually, believe it or not. I am a strong passion for these guys. I love them to death.
Most normal people can sit next to somebody cheering for the other team.
I can't do that. Bullshit. I can't do it.
And have a little fun. But you go from zero to hero real quick. And it
took no time at all.
And the guy, we didn't even know what happened.
I don't even know the guy. How's he ripping on my Cowboys? Like, it was a drive-by where you got innocent bystanders standing in the way. You know?
He mistook him for a G.I. Joe, and he thought he could take a shot.
I'm that greened out.
You are. It's the hat that's killing me.
I like the hat. You know what? I'll never wear the hat again.
No.
I'm not going to wear it again.
No, wear that hat.
I feel like there's a lot of rips here on my hat. I kind of like the hat, but not no more.
I love the hat. I love the way you come in. I love your passion about everything.
Well, I appreciate that, guys. I appreciate that, and I definitely will look into July 14th. Barry wants us down there. It would be a great show. We can make a lot of connections. We could pass out our cards. We could possibly I can ask the GM if we could get some T-shirts made that we could hand out over there to at our booth or whatever. There's a lot of potential.
Listen, I got...
But we're not going to get it done if we get that big producer, because that's two seats. That could be 500 shirts.
We need Drew. Bus. And I think our fans are used to... We introduced him as intern Drew. He is now full-time Drew. He's producer.
He's my guy.
He's lights out.
He's solid. He is Dak. He is Dak Prescott.
Nice.
Yeah, he is that guy. Whenever we need something, boom, he's on top of it.
So, okay, let's get that happening, because I think we need to get down to this.
Yeah, July 14th is an ideal thing. Forget this whole Denver talk. I care less about Denver. Well, Denver actually is a good party place, though. But in any case, we're not talking about that. We're talking about July 14th down in Dallas, and Barry's got something going down there. We're going to look into this.
That sounds perfect to me.
Yep. Hey, folks, we're going to cut this show a little short today. I got another show. We're back. We got a little backed up because they had their two birds on a stick show.
And the guy was giving you hell, and you went ballistic, and we had to postpone for 15 minutes
to calm you down. We had to go get you out of the parking lot and bring you back in here.
No, it wasn't that bad. But in any case, my friends, thank you so much. Catch our show. Again, you could go to Stitcher. You can go to iTunes. You can go to Android, Google Play, whatever it is out there. Subscribe to our show, lineupmedia.fm. This is becoming where it's at now. Forget those radio shows. I mean, who wants to hear 20 minutes of advertisement? And 5 minutes of the show, 20-minute advertising, forget all that. You get the true love of the blue here, and that's what it's all about, that star. How about that? And we got to cut this damn show. You've been letting gas out the whole day, Rodney.
Mud butt.
All right. I'll see you guys from Cowboys, from Steve Ochano, and Stinko Rodney over there. We are out of here.
Go, boys.
See ya.
Tune in next week for another edition of the Cowboys Podcast on lineupmedia.fm. Subscribe to the show now at cowboyspodcast.com, on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.